You're with SBS Spice.
Hikovird hai dam dam Ali Ali. Hikovird hai dam dam Ali Ali. Sakhi Lal Kalandar mast mast. Sakhi Lal Kalandar mast mast. Jule Lal Kalandar mast mast.
Farhan, thank you so much for joining us on SBS Spice. Listeners, I'm with the singer, composer, producer, Pakistan's favorite, or Adelaide ke bhi. So thank you so much for joining me. We're at the AusAsia Festival. We'll talk to Farhan about his music and his work. My first question, Farhan, is that you do a lot of Sufi music, but you do it in a very modern and contemporary setting. How do those two worlds come together for you?
So I think we are carrying a legacy of the great master Ustad Yusuf Fateh Khan. And in his life, he did the same thing. So he was a master of traditional Qawwali and Sufi Qawwali. But what he did, he exposed the Western part of the world with Qawwali through contemporizing the music with great masters like, you know, Michael Brooks and Eddie Vedder and all of these, like, you know, contemporary artists. And then he fused the music with them so that the music gets to the wider reach. And he could reach, like, you know, with the Sufi message of love and peace and general message of harmony to the world. So I think I'm not doing anything new, just carrying the same flame or light. And bringing the same music, what he started back in the day. Because I have an ensemble called Sufios, which has, like, you know, multicultural and multiracial musicians. So we have Japanese drummer, flamenco guitars, Kashmiri Sintur, Indian tabla player, Chilean bass player, Fijian keyboard player, Nepalian flute player, Pakistani, they call it Pavarotti, singer. And so, yeah, which makes it, and then the violin string sections as well. So which makes it, like, you know, very exciting, coming cultures and traditions together around the fabric of Sufi music. I think it's a blessing in a way for us to be able to do that,
yeah.
And experiment that with all the cultures.
The entire continent is in your band.
Yeah, sometimes, like, jab state pe chhode hote, like, you know, people introduce it. Oh, the mini United Nations. it's keep expanding. So this first time, like, you know, we are having a Nepali flute player as well.
But how did you find Sufi? Why did you think that was the music that you were destined to do?
So, like, you know, you will laugh. When I was 17-year-old, I had a rock band. And the name of the rock band was Just In Case.
So, Just In Case I become a Sufi player later. So,
yeah. So, and if I go back in time, I would never, like, you know, imagine that I would be singing Sufi or, like, Qawwalis or into this music. But, yeah. So completely aloof from, like, you know, what I'm doing right now. But I think all of that helped in my career. And then later on, like, you know, that band got dismantled. And then I experimented tons of different music. But then I became music composer and producer and started doing work for other people. So, like, you know, I was composing for films and dramas and, like, you know, for other singers. And there's this one film. And I was always surrounded by, like, sounds of Qawwali. And then one of my friends, like, you know, got me exposed to Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan's, like, you know, Qawwalis and CDs, and then started actually explaining that, you know, what is it all about. And then something or the other was, like, you know, very intriguing about Khan Sahib, which changed everything. In 2015, there was this film for which I was a music director. And then there was a requirement of doing a Sufi Manqabat. So composed it. And I presented to the director and I was like, you know, I want Ustad either Javed Bashir or Raat Fateh Ali Khan to sing this. And then they were like, you know, you sing it in your voice as a scratch, which I normally do, like, and then we will present it to them. So I sent the scratch and everything, and they said, and in same film, we had the songs from Sukhvinder Singh as well from India, and then two other singers. But for this Manqabat, we wanted that Sufi voice, either, like, you know, Khan Sahib, Raat Fateh Ali Khan, or Javed Bashir. But after like taking 2 weeks, they came back and said, I think the director is stuck on your voice. And then they want this to be the main voice. And I was like, I don't sing, like, you know, I don't really, I do, I'm a music director and I produce for other people. So like, you know, I don't lend my voice. Mm-hmm. And then I tried my best. I was stupid enough that, you know, I quoted double the amount that if I will sing, so that, you know, they will say, oh, okay, he's asking too much. We don't want you. But they did. And they signed the contract and everything. And then that Mankabad got paper, that was Sufi Mankabad Da Mamadam Ali Ali. And then since then, this new identity of Sufi Qawwali singer. And then coming to Australia, and then I found people fond of Qawwali music and Sufi music. And it was very beautiful the first time I performed Sufi Qawwali music in a church in Adelaide, in Goodwood. So it is a story, like a full-fledged feature film, which will not be, I will not be a complete new hogi aaj ek hi uske andar. But yeah, it all, when I look back, it to me, it looks like that, you know, it was a film. It had to happen.
Yeah.
And it all happened in a series of events that I can't explain that, you know, okay, this was a treasure box and I was just exploring, okay, now this. So all of this happened in a series, and today we're sitting here in Elders Park. I have performed multiple times here. I have so many good memories of this park. Last time I was here for Australia Day performance, where I was performing my style of music with the symphony orchestra.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned Sukhwinder ji, because Sufi is such a binding contract between Pakistan and India, has always been, right? It's part of our legacy, our heritage, before borders even came to be.
In music, it's the devotion. The Sufi music is all about devotion, right? It talks about oneness. Mm. It talks about love, talks about peace. Ye to Pakistan aur India aur ye jo borders and ye everything, ye to baat ki jaati. Ye to hum logon ne ki hai.
Ji, ji, ji.
To which does bond not only Pakistan and India,
correct,
but the world, like, you know, and we call it here, it's a world music. It has been known as world music for the Western audience. And the way we connect with Western audience, like, you know, when we go to festivals, mainstream Western festival, Australian festivals, or like American festivals, people wait for our performance. Like, you know, when is this Sufi Qawwali or like contemporary music? Like, you know, you will not believe, like, you know, I'll share some videos if you can patch those videos with this interview. People just, before reaching, are just sitting there. And then it's amazing when they're singing Dhammas Kalandar and Allahu and, like, you know, some of our original Qawwalis. It's just amazing the way they come together. Because, and they know about this music as well, apart from, like, you know, a freaking good rhythms and like a dancing rhythm as well, and like, you know, chants and all those things, they know the science of Sufi music. And
how do you feel about that? Like, when someone who's from a Western country has no connection, so to speak, to this kind of music, is waiting for you to come and perform so they can be in the rhythm. What does that mean for you as an artist moving forward as well from today?
To be honest, like, and if I can be honest, it's unimaginable. I cannot explain. Sometimes it's very heartwarming. Like, you know, if you're singing, you will feel here, like, you know, in your throat that, you know, these people are singing for you. These people are, like, you know, so interested in this music. And the way they connect, even after the shows or before the shows, like, you know, There will always be a story, especially in Australia, because Australia has a connection with Sufi Qawwali music through Ustad Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan.
Mm.
He came to Australia in 93 for Warm Adelaide. And then he did, like, you know, Warm Ad UK as well. And then he exposed Sufi Qawwali. And then other masters, like, you know, Sabri Brothers and Faiz Ali Faiz, all these masters have traveled in 80s and 90s. So Australians, and then there are some amazing videos on YouTube, if you will research, like, of WOMAD and other festivals. It's amazing to see people, how they're vibing. And there's a great story of Hansab himself that, you know, they were scheduled to perform only 20 minutes in a festival on one of the stages. So they said, we started the performance. There was only like, you know, few people, how people listen in festivals, you know, like, you know, people are just walking and then some people will get up. And he said, they asked us to perform for 4 hours. It was nonstop for 4 hours. And then you'll see videos like that. People, tons of people just vibing along, clapping, closing their eyes, dancing. And it's amazing to see. And this is why I think this music has a connection with Australia like this.
You're with SBS Spice.
My last question for you is, we do like to think that we are one and we are all together, but there are a lot of divisions, right? Especially Australia, this year has been very anti-migration. There has been a very anti-Indian, anti-South Asian sentiment in the country, which is hurtful, right? Because a lot of people have come here to call it home. How do you think music can sort of help us forget about our differences, especially Sufi music?
It's a melting point where everyone can be one. I always give an example of Sufis, how we all come together.
Yeah.
Playing one music, but bringing our own cultures together and making it beautiful. And we are just one band.
Yeah.
I just wish the world would be like this, right? And then why I'm saying this, because, you know, all of these, and this phenomena of like, you know, divisions and migrations and all of these are man created. Like, you know, these are us who've created this. Things were not like this. We are born as one human race, and one day we will all die and go back from wherever we came. So this music, and any music has magic. I always say there's only one magic remaining in this world, which has not been explored. So like, you know, all other magics of this world have been explored. Like, it's, I'll sing here and you will listen here. There's no physical connection, but it will do something. Like, you know, it will make you emotional. It will make you dance. It will do something in you. And that's a magic, right? So I think music has a power to transcend these differences, these hatreds, and people are doing their work of hate. We will keep doing our work of love, to spread love. And this is like a mission. So yeah, let them do what they are best at, and we'll try to do what we can.
Farhan, thank you so much for such a beautiful interview. Thank you for joining me on SBS Spice.
For more hot takes from South Asians in Australia, find and follow SBS Spice on Instagram at SBS Spice or on YouTube by searching for SBS South Asian. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button.